That's right, KC. As of Tuesday this week, there were 186 instances of COVID infection confirmed in Grant County. And last Wednesday, the third death was reported here. That was reported to be a male in his 40s. We don't have any more information about that individual. That brings the total number of deaths here to three. A woman in her 60s and a man in his 70s died due to COVID-19 at the end of July. And the county has seen a spike like the rest of the state since the end of September. And numbers do continue to go up daily here.
And there's a bit of a mixed bag when it comes to the Chino mine reopening. What's the latest?
So kind of a good news, bad news sort of story. The company that owns and operates the Chino and Tyrone mines here in Grant County, major open pit copper mines, announced this week that the Chino mine will resume operations in January at approximately 50% of its capacity. And it will be bringing back about 60% of its total workforce there. Chino Mine employs about 1,100 workers, and approximately 600 of those will be going back to work. 800 workers have been furloughed since April, and the 400 or so that won't be going back to work, some of them, according to Representative Rudy Martinez, who organized a miner resource task force to support and help find options for laid-off workers. According to Representative Martinez, about 120 of those have accepted a severance package of some sort, and others are finding employment at other Freeport-McMoRan operations. So there still will be a significant number of laid-off, permanently laid-off workers, but the good news here is that the mine is going to start back up in January.
And for those workers, is there any indication of what types of options were made available through this program?
Information is relatively scant with regard to Chino Mine. But like I said, Representative Martinez did say that some of them had found other work, perhaps at Tyrone Mine, and some of them were ready to retire. I've talked to miners that told me in May that they probably wouldn't be going back to work even if they were offered a job again, because they were they're ready to move on with their careers in another direction or retire.
Interesting. And how has this closure impacted the community at large?
One of the things to keep in mind with the mines here is that instead of property tax, they pay an ad valorem tax that's based on the amount of metals that are produced each year at Tyrone and Chino. So with Chino shut down or even operating at half capacity, that could mean a hit to the tax base here. And Grant County depends on that tax money for schools and funding all kinds of things.
Is there any talk amongst, say, county commissioners about, you know, plans moving forward or strategies as to how to recoup that loss?
Well, as always, outdoor recreation is at the top of the list for diversifying the economy here in Grant County. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, that is on hold, let's say, for now. The county commission has decided to continue paying to market Grant County as a destination for in-state travelers, and also once the pandemic ends, or if, as the governor of New Mexico says, we just need to learn to live in a COVID world. There's also marketing going on that shows that Grant County is an appropriate destination to do socially distanced recreation, hiking, outdoor stuff that's easy to stay safe.
Yeah, is this the earliest you can recall getting a snowstorm of this sort in Grant County?
It's been so dry here that the little bit of rain and then heavy snow here was really welcome. However, the character of the snow was so wet that branches are breaking on trees, and in fact, a Native Air medical helicopter apparently crashed near the Whiskey Creek Airport in Arenas Valley during the night during the snowstorm. So although we've gotten some moisture, it's also wrought a bit of havoc locally.
No doubt. And there were no serious injuries, luckily, in that crash, right?
That's what we hear, yes.
All right. Thank you for the update. Stay warm.
Thanks, Casey.